To many, Ann Arbor is Tree Town. Its lush green canopy and tree-lined streetscapes help shape the personality of a town proud of its commitment to the environment. But a shrinking and overwhelmed urban forestry and parks department in Ann Arbor has led to a backlog of city trees that need maintenance or even removal. And a local citizens group is pushing for better and stronger standards on how tree maintenance is carried out in order to preserve healthy trees. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is a founding member of the citizens group I mentioned. Lynn Borsett is with the Ann Arbor Tree Conservancy. It's a group that was born in 2009 in the Virginia Park neighborhood on the city's west side. They were concerned the city was removing a number of large and healthy street trees and pruning remaining trees to the point where much of the canopy in the area disappeared. Now the group is pushing for changes in city policy to keep Ann Arbor as Tree Town. Lynn, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Thank you for having me, David.
Well, the group is 4 years old now. How has the mission changed since its inception?
Really, the mission has not changed. We are still pushing for policies that will maintain the trees, that will care for them so that they will have a full life and longevity. We feel that they are providing a lot of environmental benefits to the city, and unfortunately those benefits seem to get forgotten in the expediency of the moment.
It is somewhat easy to see how the Ann Arbor Forestry Department has fallen so far behind. The department readily admits it's way behind on taking care of dead or dangerous trees, roughly 1,400 slated for removal or on backlog right now. When the emerald ash borer hit the area, it became the top priority and required full dedication of the department's budget and time resources. Thousands of infected and dead ash trees had to be removed and properly disposed of. Then you add in the fact that in 1999, the city had 15 full-time forestry employees and now only has 10. Park operations went from 25 full-time employees to 10 in that same span of time. It actually seems quite remarkable how much is being accomplished given those circumstances, don't you think?
I think that it is a crying shame that the budget has been cut the way it has been cut and that the staffing is down. I still think that if priority were put on pruning some of the trees instead of only removing them, then we would have a more balanced approach. There, in terms of the trees that have been marked for removal over the past 4 years, 80% of them were still alive. They needed maintenance, they needed pruning, but they were not dead, and yet they were marked for removal. Many of those trees
are still standing. Is it cheaper to remove than to constantly prune and maintain? One would assume so.
It costs at least $500, and I think well over that, to remove a tree. City figures have indicated that it costs about $55 to $100 to prune a tree. Pruning is typically done in a cyclical basis, and before the forestry cuts the budget cuts, the pruning was done on a 10-year cycle.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Lynn Borsett. She is a founding member of the grassroots group, the Ann Arbor Tree Conservancy. Now, according to Urban Forestry Manager Kerry Gray, the department has a budget of about $1.8 million this year, and that is slightly down from last fiscal year. Are you looking for bigger financial commitment from City Council?
Absolutely.
At the expense of what? From what other areas of the budget might you recommend taking that money or finding that money?
The art fund. The, certainly not police, certainly not fire. There are many really basic city services, but in fact, forestry is a basic city service. The trees in this town provide enormous economic benefit, environmental benefit. People come to Ann Arbor because it is a well-shaded place that brings in a lot of revenue. So I can't speak to cutting what I would cut exactly. Again, part of it would be also using the funds that we have as effectively as we possibly can to preserve and protect the trees that we have.
Well, the city has drafted an urban forest management plan. It's been a three-year effort that provides a framework for effective management of city trees. Have you looked that over?
I'm a member of the advisory committee in developing it.
There you go. So then the policies that you would like to see enacted are at least in part included in the plan moving forward.
The first recommendation, there are about 20 recommendations. I strongly support the first recommendation, which is to move to a routine pruning cycle, and it has specific recommendations within it. That recommendation I certainly do support.
Given the limitations that we've spelled out with budget and staffing resources, do you have what you believe would be a more viable plan, even than one that's been put forward in this new urban forest management plan?
Again, I think we need to look to what our where we're spending our money. So, for instance, the tree crew is now down to 10 people. According to the field operations supervisor, 3 of those people are well qualified to handle any kind of an issue with a tree. That's 3 people out of 10. It seems to me that we need well-qualified people, and I understand that one would think that well-qualified people might be more expensive, need a higher salary. It's actually my understanding, and this is a rumor, that the qualified people are not paid as much as the other people on the tree crew.
I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking today with Lynn Borsett, a founding member of the Ann Arbor Tree Conservancy. We're discussing the health of Ann Arbor trees and the push for better tree policy and management. The city is planning a 3-year effort to plant 2,000 more trees, and that is getting underway this year, as I understand it. Will that not help in addressing some of the concerns that you have about the health of Ann Arbor's tree canopy?
Yes and no. I mean, in the long term, planting trees is excellent. You've got to plant if you want to continue to have a forest. But the trees that are planted today, it will be 20 or more years before they are providing the benefits of the trees that we have in the ground today. I am also concerned. I looked at the tree planting list for this fall and for next spring. This is under the contract that was approved by City Council a couple of weeks ago. There will be 700 trees planted, but the contract indicates that 230 of them, that's 33%, will be small ornamental trees like serviceberry and crabapple. These trees grow to about 15 to 20 feet. 275 of the trees to be planted, that's 40% of them, are medium-sized trees, 30, 35, 40 feet. And only 195, or 28% of the trees that will be planted in the next 12 months, are large species shade trees, such as what we have now.
So your concern is 20, 30 years down the line, the tree canopy that Ann Arbor currently enjoys will not be nearly what it is today.
That's correct. It's hard to sit under
still,
a crab.
Still beautiful trees, the ones that they're planting.
Yes, absolutely.
And it would seem to me that it might be more cost-effective in reducing the amount of maintenance required to take care of them.
Small trees still need to be pruned. Medium trees need to be pruned. I have one in front of my house right now, and the city came out and actually pruned it. They are only doing pruning for site clearance. This was a small tree. One of the branches was in front of a stop sign. The tree immediately next to it, within 15 feet, had 2 dead branches that were at least 6 inches in diameter. If one of those fell, it would be a hazard. That was not touched.
Well, as you've mentioned, the contract is signed. The tree planting for this coming year is going to be done as it is during the course of the next 12 months before the next cycle is underway. What new policy do you hope to have enacted in Ann Arbor?
More funding and actual policies that speak to the maintenance of the long-term health of the forest, pruning, planting larger trees.
And where can we get more information about your efforts and your policy proposals?
We have a website. It's AnnArborTreeConservancy.org. I would also suggest that if people are interested in the benefits of trees, look at the City Forestry website. It's got some excellent resources on it.
Lynn, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is Lynn Borsett, a founding member of the grassroots group, the Ann Arbor Tree Conservancy. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of the weekly feature, Issues of the Environment. This segment is a product of a partnership between the WEMU News Department and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You find it only on 89.1 WEMU.